Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April the 3rd, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gandhi.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about factionalism in President Robert Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF party.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065-15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com or www.voashona.com, or still you can find us at www.voandevele.com.
And once again, thanks for joining us. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk, your source for Balance the News. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the turmoil in the ruling ZANU-PF party.
In an attempt to ease tensions in the ruling ZANU-PF party, Mr. Mugabe asked his party members to follow party structures and hierarchy without going to the press or engaging in demonstrations like the one that happened today. The president was speaking at a special belated birthday presentation ceremony organized by cabinet members at State House today.
And like Chris said, alluded to earlier on in Bindura, Mashonaland Central Province, alleged backers of the Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa's Team Lacoste faction were protesting against rival Generation 40 or G40 kingpin Xavier Kasukuere. Several members of the Mashonaland Central Provincial Executive recommended Kasukuere's expulsion from the party on allegations of plotting to unconstitutionally unseat President Robert Mugabe. Does this sound familiar? If it does, of course, these are the same reasons that were given when former Vice President Joyce Mujuru was ousted from the party for allegedly plotting to topple President Robert Mugabe. And who was leading the march? Of course, none other than Kasukuere himself, who is now under fire. Chris.
Yes, blessings. So to all those who wish to join the show, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back. The number again, 001-202-619-2077, or you can send us a text message on 001-202-465-0318, and that number is also our WhatsApp number. Blessing.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we are also on Twitter, Facebook, or email us at studio7news@voanews.com. Ongo hamawadiwa tlauti tinge tichitarisa bata mrefu bata mpupi iri kuitika mubato reZANU-PF nhasi. Mutungamiri wenyika pa Robert Mugabe vanga vachikurudzira nhengo dzebato ravo kuti havafaniri kuramba vachiratidzira kana kukandirana makobvu nematete zviri kuitika mapepanhau. Asi vachitaura kudaro vaMugabe kubindura, aiwa vamwe vanga vachiratidzira vachitiwo havachadi kuti vakasukuere varambe varivo vanoona nezvemabasa ezvematongerwo enyika mubato iro reZANU-PF kana kuti ZANU-PF Political Committee, vachiti vari kukonzera vanhu kuti vange vasingawirirane. Asi vamwe varutsigira vakasukuere vari kuti vanga varonga izvi vanenge vanyangira yaona, nekuti vari kufunga kuti ivo ndevechimwe chikwata chiya chinozivikanwa kuti Team Lacoste, varikuda kuti vakasukuere nevamwe vakaita se munin'ina wavo vaDick Matthews nevamwewo vatanzwawo mastana kudzichipanga kuti vange vachidzingwa mubato. Chris.
Yes, a blessing. Namhlanje ke zvulukandaba sixoxa ngokwenzakala kubandla leZANU-PF. Sikhuluma nje lamhlanje bebekutshengisela abasekeli bebandla leli ePindura besithi bona uqoqa inhlelo zebandla lezana PF umnumzana Sevia Kasukuwere sokumele asuke ebandleni. Ye siyazi ukuthi nguye ke uKasukuwere wayekhokhela ukutshengisela okwenziwayo kwesikhathini esidluleyo okwaze kwaxotshwa enye inkokheli yebandla lezana PF, kodwa ke kukhanya la sokumtholile. Ye nguye ayisuye yedwa, sizwa kuthiwa kulokunye ukutshengisela okuqoqwayo ezigabeni zelizwe ezithiyeneyo ezibalisa le Matabele North, lapho okukhangelelwe ukuthi abantu abanjengoJonathan Moyo labo bathi kabasuke. Blessing.
Of course, therefore, those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the growing factionalism in the ruling ZANU-PF party. One would think that after the ouster of Joyce Mujuru and more than 100 other party members for allegedly plotting to topple President Robert Mugabe, that was the end of the story. But of course, there are new fissures within the ruling ZANU-PF party, and political analysts are saying this is simply because Mr. Mugabe at 93 is aged and there is no clear successor, and as a result people are fighting to see who would succeed President Robert Mugabe. And there are allegedly two factions, one allegedly led by Vice President, or one of the two Vice Presidents, Emmerson Mnangagwa, and the other faction G40, which does not have a very clear leader. Chris, some say it's the First Lady, Dr. Amai Grace Mugabe. Some say Professor Jonathan Moyo. Others say Sevia Kasukuwere himself. Not very clear. But, of course, there is this factionalism in ZANU-PF.
Yes, Blessing. It's very clear because even the president himself has also mentioned at one stage that there is indeed factionalism. Maybe to help us solve that question that you posed, who leads the Team Lacoste? Is it G40? The G40 rather. Mr. We have on the line one of our guests, Mr. Chuma, Joseph Chuma. Can you, Mr. Chuma?
Hello, how are you?
Fine, sir. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Yes, a blessing.
Of course, Chris had posed the question, who is the leader of G40? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
I only know the leader of the ruling party, His Excellency Comrade Gabe, Robert Mugabe.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, before the Melakosi mechanism and things that are supposed to exist, but I've never heard anyone who has come out to confess. Like I'm saying, the president is known and he has confessed that he's the leader of ZANU-PF as a party. But now when it comes to these functions, we know that they probably exist somewhere, but no one has ever come out. Even the Lacosa that you always want to claim that it belongs to the vice president, Comrade Mnangagwa, I've never heard him say so himself. So it would be difficult for me to then therefore want to pin it on him. I sit with him in Parliament. I sit with him even at central committee level. Yeah, I've never heard him say, I'm the leader of G40, therefore follow me. So it becomes difficult for me to then come out there open and say, Lacoste is being led by Honorable Vice President Mnangagwa, or G40 is led by Honorable Kazuero, Honorable Moyo, or the First Lady herself. It's very difficult to say that.
Mm-hmm. But of course, would you say there are factions within ZANU-PF?
That is a given. That's a straight. It happens everywhere, my brother. It will happen even at church level. It will happen at family level. It happens even at political levels, especially when there is issues of leadership change and stuff like that. It is no secret that our president is advanced in age, and therefore some prophets of doom might want to actually sort of give him years themselves and think that he will live to such a year and stuff like that. So people are bound to start positioning themselves. It's natural. But you see, then again, while people are doing that, I always believe that to be sober enough is to then reflect on the principles and ways that are set down by whatever organization that will lead you to taking up that office that you probably aspire for. So, like even in ZANU-PF itself, we know that leadership doesn't come through endorsement by one particular individual, but it comes through a process of Congress where people will elect you and then you become the substantive leader of the party. So, the president must come up with a successor and stuff like that. I think they're a bit lost because our constitution does not say that, and we want to follow our constitution to the latter. We don't have to seem to be then circumventing it for whatever purpose that we might want to have within our mindset. So, yes, factionalism is alive. People definitely are going to position themselves. I was even thinking to myself that why don't I also form my own, you know?
But, Honorable Chuma, some people are of the opinion that because of these factional fights, ZANU-PF is not focusing on its core business of ensuring, for example, that at least the economy is back on track. There are many ills that are affecting Zimbabwe, but the party seems to be focused more and more. There are demonstrations almost every week to do with factionalism. Has the party lost direction?
Do you know that the 21st February movement celebrations in Matopo, Honorable Chipanga, who also happens to be the leader of the youth in our party, said a very fundamental point, and I don't know if people listened to it, and I don't know if people took seriousness in what he said. He actually said, Your Excellency, I wish and hope that time shall come when you appoint ministers that are not of political standing, so to say, like especially economic ministries. Those should be given to people who have nothing to do with running a constituency. We have nothing to do with a certain position in a political party, but people who are fundies, technocrats in those fields that they're going to lead us in those particular ministries. I think that should be one of the easiest and best ways forward if ever we had to progress as an African society. It's not only particular to Zimbabwe. Everywhere in Africa, actually as a whole, we have this gap whereby if a politician is put into the ministry, and then there's a turmoil somehow, somewhere within the political life or sphere, that person then tends to concentrate their energy on defending their position, which they know that is the same position that will have probably made them to become minister or become a member of parliament. Then there becomes a conflict of interest. For sure, right now I can safely say that I am also not happy with certain ministers and how they articulate their affairs and how they carry out their businesses. Although, again, then it brings me to the question of questioning our permanent secretaries, because those are supposed to be the overall drivers of ministers outside the minister who is just an appointee who can come in and go out. But the perm sec and this stuff should actually be there forever, because they are put there by merit and by interview and by their skills in terms of education and stuff like that. So then when ministers don't perform, then I must also say then we should hasten to also look at those technocrats, the directorate of that particular ministry. It means that they are not up to the task as well, because they must surely drive the ship above the waters, even if the captain is sleeping. In this case, the captain being the particular minister. Mm-hmm. Some ministers, for sure, now it's hard for them to concentrate on their ministerial duties, because the person has to find a way to sort of defend themselves and hence compromising their working government. Mm-hmm. But like I said, let us look at the permanent secretaries, the principal directors in those particular ministries. What are they doing?
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. But of course, one analyst said that politicians are like diapers, and they both need constant changing, and both for the same reason. We are now being joined by our second guest, Mr. Douglas Mahia, the Information Secretary for the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association. Mr. Mahia, good evening. Mr. Mahia?
Yes, good evening.
How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, Mr. Mahia is the spokesperson of the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association. Would you say you have now been vindicated because for many months now you have been pushing for the ouster of Mr. Kasukwere, saying that you are not happy with the way he is conducting business in the ruling party?
Yes, what I would tell you off-head without thinking is the fact that war veterans are politically trained people who have upheld or who have been drilled to understand the principles that are employed in the development of a country economically, politically, and otherwise. And we knew very well that the duties of a political commissar should be that of having capabilities to be able to add wood plus iron plus water and any other particle on this world and be able to come up with a statement that will be seen in the next 6 months, 8 months, or 2 years ahead. So you produce that kind of a statement in politics in order to guide people, because people will be able to see that they are being led by a leader who knows what he's talking about when you produce a statement that will come into being as a result of your such capabilities.
Chris.
Yes, Blessing. Before we go any further, I have received a number of messages from Bulawayo and Gweru. People are talking of a serious tremor earthquake like that has hit those parts of the country. So if you are in one of those parts of the countries that have been affected, we would like to hear from you on the ground. Our number is 001202619207. But meanwhile, we'll go back to our guest, Mr. Chuma.
Yes, I prefer honorable, for now, because
I'm still elected. Okay, we'll honor you. Honorable Chuma, as you heard from the other guest here, Mr. Mahia, he is talking about, how party cutters are supposed to behave. But we have these demonstrations. Do you think, Mr. Mahia, what do you say about Mr. Mahia's contribution?
I'll tell you one thing off the cuff. I have great respect for war veterans because I would not be who I am today without them. So all due respect to them. And it's funny for anybody not to recognize their relevance and their importance in our day-to-day life. So, yes, any political setup must work and thrive to add numbers. Because this whole game that we talk about, all that we talk of and speak to the issue of voting at the end of the day. So the matrix, the language, whatever we do, when we play this game of politics, we should know that the common denominator should be the numbers. So if ever there's anybody who then works towards the subtraction of numbers, becomes an improper faction in this matrix and equation called politics, you cannot enjoy politics without numbers. You'll be out. And this is a lesson that people like Emonge Tsvangirai will tell you offhand, because the numbers, they've always been beaten by their numbers in the war area setups. And thanks to the war veterans again, and it's not a lie, you must know that the war veterans is one of the biggest foot soldiers in the rural area setup. They came there, they are there, and we need to respect them for being who they are while they are there. So definitely, Wama here, it makes sense a lot to me. I don't know now how I can relate it or refer it to their issue with Honorable Kasukwere, but what I can tell you that the summary that I want to emphasize on is that this whole game, this whole matrix is about numbers. And so anyone who speaks or wants to dilute the issue of numbers is definitely an enemy of the party, an enemy of this game called politics.
To mboenda kune mwe mtereri wedu hanzi mkoma Diogo Magadi.
Ndile fara angu Magadi wa mkoma blessing.
Aywa ndiri nani edu nyayari mdari roma inzi kwa itipeo mfungwa zenyi.
Angu zile mpisa zile mpisa tesiri nengo. Kata nga nye urongo yonu. Ndaya gata ngila zuri kumashure shure uko. Achishishu.
Mkoma Diogo namba yenye asinya sozi famba imbichana kubapa muri.
Alright. Taura Wazibaya kabila kumashure shure uko ndoo wame wakaparaza waparaza nika nga nasi ndoo waparaza nika eme ku ekonomi ki aini aisi bugia mne sakana kani kuna kwa nono corruption wakambo paraza kuti nenea emari ema yuti ndi anga national chairman of yuti zani pia kutatu tume wano waniki nika shema nana wakawana marizo vietu na nasi ulo kutu opindika kutu kutu nenea emasini chungo eti wano wana muwame uka mea wala mbidika endela mberi wachina chukona chushinula chungo wali kushinula zosu wa kuzona kane nyanya ziriku paraza nyika kana chukane nyanya ziriku kwaza corruption wita zirizu corruption mkati ni nyika ino chiku gandama nukuda kwe pewani ya wala neta finisha kata ndio tu wako mana andoti pandeli nuku ongolo wala wana nyanya ndaza nyika. Andeli nuko mboro sana lingi ni wanu waliku waleta zenyezi corruption. Kada izo zozi tino zitenda za ito wana ambo rambo wa chita wakadaro shabu wa chua ungu wa levini za kadaro mbo kumo zituwa mbwene nikane na isi nambo gwadama kushika za kazi hii isi nesu kasa mwane ku ekonomiki mamiri ya kaita sili wanila ndio wanenga wachiwana walikuja wachiguta iyo gapache zao mwenye wedi mbabu yeye siri kutambura
ae watinoteda skuru tinoteda skuru mkoma Diogo na kupinda mshirongo wa chedu
wana naika enyo kini shinga kuna kutawara naika enyo atingili kuti lambayiru wanu wawa uzabia wa sili wa ole umono wa mangu anoti zimabu ilipenda paki kiwake zimbabwezi mweza kanaza kubisa nyanya ziyo parada ukiwenika.
Aywa tinote nda shukuru vama hiya murugunzi kwa nyaya ruta kwa na mkoma Diogo yekuti nyaya uo rine nge ya ura ya nyika munoti wogdi.
I do and naanchida kukumbira nyaya kutiriti isei maonira angu akatishani na honorable atita ure
chuma
politics kana tinyaya zezo matonge rwe nyika must not be about numbers. It must be about policies that produces economic matrices that allows an individual kuti ashande achiwana mari achidya. That's all about politics. The question of numbers comes in secondary. Saka ini ndinofungidzira kuti that's a mistake iripo as we speak either kuma legislators kana kuti elsewhere panyaya iripo. Panoda kuzwisisa kuti vanhu upfumi hwenyika nzira dzokuwana nadzo mari zvavanoshanda mabasa vaawana here kubva ipapo nhamba haisi problem aiwa zvinoita zvega. Understanding yangu ini
konyaya yehuri
ndiyo yakabuda pavanhu vakaenda kumusangano kunojoina musangano kwete kuti vaite zvandataura izvi kuti vanhu vagare zvakanaka development ivo pavanhu aiwa vakaenda kunosenzesa musangano kuti valute kana kuba upfumi hwenyika hwaifanira kuti hunge huchienda kuvanhu. Saka iye zvinezvi vanozotaura about numbers iye zvinezvi vanozoda kutaura manumbers kuti kana vachinge vapinda muparliament kana kuti vachinge vapinda pane power vanozotaura zvinoprotekta zvinhu zvavakaba.
Aiwa tinoteda rambai zvechiburi parunare. For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about factionalism in the ruling ZANU-PF party. And our guests this evening, we have Honorable Joseph Chuma and also Mr. Douglas Mahia. Chris.
Yes, blessing. Salom laleli lapha unkosi ose Botswana. Yebo unkosi.
Kunjani?
Yes, yaphila. Ungapi kwa Botswana?
Ngisephala api.
Ah, okay. Kunjani khona ngawo?
Hayi, kuyachisa nje kuphela sokuqala ukuchisa.
Okay, akusiphi imbono yakho?
Yayi, yayi isi topic le. But then a problem esilayo at the moment, we forget the history of ZANU-PF right from before independence during the struggle. In the 1960s up to the 1970s. Remember, there were guys who were the founders, Onare. They were kicked out of ZANU-PF when Umgabe went in. They were kicked out of ZANU-PF when Umgabe wanted to take over. So these couples at ZANU-PF, they are not new. They are all the events that are coming up each and every time in their life. So at the end of the day, people in Zimbabwe, even including the opposition parties, they must not celebrate when ZANU-PF has got the scoffers. In fact, they must capitalize on the situation, but not following the events that are taking place within the ZANU-PF, because they are delaying their thinking about the PF instead of thinking about the strategic way of approaching the elections. The other thing, the very same people, ZANU-PF has got so many groups in. It is divided into so many groups. There is a group that organizes elections. There is a group that rigs elections. There is a group that organizes violence. There is a group that organizes factionalism. So at the end of the day, when the election time comes, all these groups will come together to say, what have you done? What have you done? Now, the last common denominator, like Uchuma was saying, it is going into the elections. They will be going into the elections. As divided as they are, they will be going into the elections. So the opposition parties, they must not celebrate. They must forget about the problems at the ZANU-PF. They must try to establish their own way of winning elections. They must not capitalize on the problems that are in the ZANU-PF. In the issues of Douglas Maia, those are one of the most confused people who does not even know, they don't even know their direction, whether they are seated or standing, whether they are crying or smiling or laughing. They don't know themselves. They need to identify themselves before everybody takes them for granted. Because today they talk about that. Tomorrow they don't want Mugabe, they want to confront Mugabe. When they are in front of Mugabe, they put their tails under their legs. They don't talk nothing. So they must not try to outwit us in some other ways, like the public does not see what is happening. More veterans, they lost their touch just before independence, when they failed to claim what they were fighting for. You see. So let us not guess on the war veterans. And Uchuma, I once told this guy, Rugare Kumbo, that one day he will leave ZANU-PF. He was talking the same way like Chuma is talking. He must be aware. He must watch out the way he talks. One day, he's going to join us on the street. That's all I can say.
Hayi kuyezwakala, isibongile, siyathemba layo uyeza uchuma sizeza ukuthi yena uthini kodwa
Rugare Kumbo, I told him the same thing and it didn't take him 3 months. Within 3 months he was kicked out of ZANU-PF, and I told him again when he was asked. He started to say you cannot predict your life in politics. But then why do you base on it? Okay, so this is what I put.
Hi, Spongy, like a cool, Lumnumza.
Mr. Maia, are you on the line? Mr. Maia, can you hear me? Honorable Chuma?
Yes, I can hear you.
So, what's your response, Mr. Chuma? The gentleman just said he told someone that... Hello, Mr. Chuma?
Yes. The good thing is that, I'm not the same for information like what Rugare Kumbo was then. And two, I'm telling you, God, that this guy is not a prophet, because if he's a prophet, then it means he'll be a prophet of doom. So I hope I'm safe. But anyway, the God that I believe in, the God that I pray to, is a mighty God. He says, no weapon formed against me shall conquer. So I know I've got the strength to keep on in ZANU-PF. And besides, people must understand, Odi, when I speak, I don't speak on behalf of ZANU-PF. I speak on my own behalf, on what I think, my way of seeing things, my ideologies, the reason why I joined the party, the principles of the party. It what really touches me to speak to you. I'm not a spokesperson of ZANU-PF. I've never been appointed to that position. So it must always be clear when we say that. And I don't speak also because I've benefited anything. Actually, if you had to come down on the ground, you'd know that I've never gotten anything from ZANU-PF except the enabling factors of me doing my own business, which is what is very important anyway. So that is where I stand. But then I want to go back to Mr. Mahia's assertion. I think he just lost me a bit there, because what he spoke of is the same thing as what I was saying. When I said politics about numbers, when you talk about numbers, you're not talking of numbers of force meters, no. You're talking of having done something for you to have those numbers. Like, for example, I'll tell you, ZANU-PF in the rural areas, it always wins because of the land that it gave to the people. And so those people feel obliged to defend the land by voting for a party which constantly speaks of having that land to themselves. And MDC lost its plot when they were coming with an angle of saying, no, we're going to reverse the land reform program and give the white man back his land. And therefore, already they became suspicious to the rural folks who actually got something from ZANU-PF. So,
but, Honorable Chuma, on the issue,
he must have definitely mistakenly heard me. I, when I speak of numbers, I speak of the achievements that come with numbers. Because right now in this modern society, yes, you can beat up somebody towards vote, but when he goes into the ballot box, he goes in there alone. And whatever he decides to do there, he will definitely catch you by surprise. So it's not an era of beating up people to vote for you. It might have been that era, Gudara, in the 80s. But now as you go to the 2018, 2020s, Ugo, you discover that it will be very difficult for you to coerce somebody, to force somebody into voting for you because you are a violent person or because of them. And even, I can tell you that very soon, people will start looking at characters of people. In Nyaya, because they are MDC, then they'll just vote for you. Or because they are under ZANU-PF, they'll just vote for you. It will soon come to be an issue of the past. And that's the day when Africa will begin to have proper leadership. When you say, let us look at this person who want to put in parliament to represent us, will he be able to articulate our issues when he gets to parliament, or he will just go there and add numbers and slip and say nothing about our issues of our constituents or of our region? And then at the end of 5 years, nothing is done. He comes back to us again, promises a small line, we put them back in there, they go and just slip there and get benefits. So I think people are evolving now. People are going to say, no, he might be from MDC, but I think he is worthy our while for us to put him in parliament. He might be of ZANU-PF. Let's try him because of what we have seen and stuff like that. So I think we're going towards that era. So I hope that demystifies my issue of numbers vis-a-vis what Mr. Mahia said.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we lost him. We'll try to get in touch with Mr. Mahia. But there are problems in your party, Honorable Chuma. What are the chances that you do well in 2018? The war veterans have vowed that they are not going to campaign for Mr. Mugabe. The former vice president was kicked out, and now more and more people might actually be kicked out.
Well, from my experience about ZANU-PF, what I know is that, yes, we might be fighting now, but yes, we've got great potential of regrouping, and when we see our common enemy, we normally regroup and then fight the common enemy. And this particular, when I'm saying fighting, please don't take it like carrying knob carriers and matches and stuff like that, or guns. I'm saying regrouping and organizing ourselves and campaigning vigorously and come up with a good team for our election, and then we go and vote
Then after voting, then we might then go back again to our different boxing rings and start fighting again. Although I can tell you, it's not a healthy situation at all. Me, not personally, I do not encourage this thing. Even these things of chasing each other, sacking each other, the voice of no confidence is now this demonstration. All these things are not there even in our party system. Our party and system, you've got hierarchies, we've got procedures, we've got disciplinary committees that should handle any case of doubt that is put before us. Not this demonstration. I don't know where these things are coming from. That's why I once said to somebody, I think we are really now infiltrated. People have realized that they will not destroy ZANU-PF from outside. They tried it. The whites put in millions and millions of dollars to Wanasangirai and other opposition and NGOs, but they failed to destroy this machinery called ZANU-PF. So I think now what they've realized is that no. Let's go in and take over the driving, steering, everything, and then crash this thing deliberately into a wall. Because with the owners, we'll never crash our vehicle. But now I think we've gotten people who have come in there, and they proceeded to say, no, look, let us be your drivers. You're a bit tired, sit back, and we've allowed them to take the steering. And now instead of directing the course properly, they are now going right straight to the wall to hit our car against the wall and then hope that we will perish there as a party. And so I hope all leadership shall wake up to this and realize that we are definitely infiltrated. People are doing wrong things within ZANU-PF to make sure that they discredit the brand called ZANU-PF. Because, if I tell you, if I give you the principles of ZANU-PF, the brand of ZANU-PF, you will never want anything else. But you see, then when you look at other characters as well within ZANU-PF, oh my God, the devil takes number two in Babu. Because somebody steals with impunity, somebody is corrupt, and you wonder why, and you wonder how. But that's what we have, that's our situation. But otherwise, the party in itself, it is a very good party with good principles, sound principles. But some people that have gone in there, I think they've got different agendas to destroy us from within.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tinemwe mutereri vanhlovu makadi.
Tiripo makadi.
Aiwa tiripo vanhlovu munokuruma.
Ndikukuna zvinderere.
Okay.
Yeah, kunjani mnumzana?
Hayi mapira njani
nami? Hayi siyaphila. Ungapi komhla?
Ngisewange.
Oh, usewange ngapi number 1?
Okay.
Kunjani khona ngapho lenelizulu?
Hayi, la nasibili. Hayi, kungawuthi ngone mntana.
Okay. Ungasiphi imbono yakho?
La, into khona lapho kuzaniphisa ikhona ukukhulumisa kakhuluma. Abantu abaningi kuzaniphisa kwangena ukulutha izinto. Baye kumsebenzi izinto kamongameli. The first
Hayi kwezwakala, hayi sibongile kakhulu mnumzana.
Yeah.
Okay, listen.
Of course, Chris, you had asked about the earthquake, and somebody sent me a response here. Yeah, I don't know if that answers your question. It says, this is Zimbabwe, my daughter. Earthquake was staggered. ZNA and ZPS, 1940 hours. Health, 1945. Police, 1950. Education, 1955. Rest of civil service expected tomorrow, or earthquake coffers are dry. You know, Zimbabwe always make fun of everything. You see, I think that is very Zimbabwean. They really want to joke around. But back to serious issues. Now, Honorable Chuma, you say that maybe the party has been infiltrated, these factional fights actually causing serious problems within the party. But does that not reflect on your leader? Why is it that President Robert Mugabe is failing to stamp his authority and ensure that this comes to an end?
No, but then again, you can't want to expect the president to do that on his. Like I said, our party is a part of the systems and structures. We've got all these things put in place. We've got the district level leadership, we've got the provincial level leadership, we've got the central committee and the political being a secretariat of the central committee. So it's unfair to then again look at the president and say, well, why is the president not doing this? Yet, like I said, we've got all structures. That stands for that. At provincial level, we've got a disciplinary committee. At national level, we've got a national disciplinary committee. So all these things are there to run this organization called ZANU-PF. And therefore, to put a blame on one person to me is actually nonsense. It's a collective thing. We are all not doing what we're supposed to do. And we ought to just simply start doing what we're supposed to do. And not want to burden one person. How can one person?
But the back must stop somewhere, right? The back must stop somewhere. Ultimately, is the party leader.
No, my brother. I can tell you a very nice, simple example of your own house.
Mm-hmm.
If the maid does not tell your wife that you should get a cup of tea, one day in the morning when you wake up, there's not going to be a cup of tea for you because there's no sugar. And we cannot blame you as the breadwinner for that. Mm-hmm. Because somebody should have played their part along the way. Maybe the maid telling the wife, or maybe the wife taking the pantry and stuff like that, before we even come to you to say, why is there no sugar in your house? So definitely we cannot expect the president up there to be looking at issues of discipline down there. When, like I said, even at the branch level, Jago, there is a disciplinary committee. At district level, there is a disciplinary committee. At provincial level, there is a disciplinary committee. And then at national level, there is a disciplinary committee. And there is even now an appeals committee chaired by one of the vice presidents. You see, so all these structures, what are they doing before we want to look at the president and say, what is he doing?
Uh-huh. Chris, call out there.
Yeah, Silom Laleli, Ose Landa, no Chris. Kunjani, Chris?
Anya pila baba ninjandeni.
Ah, isa pila.
Ukuluma baba ndo Chris.
Ukuluma lo Chris.
Usa. You must touch a law firm, Chris and Chris.
Hayi, namhlanje ngiyajabula ngobuthuma ngumtholile umdala uthuma.
Mm.
Uthuma mina ngibona ngathi ngombono wami uthuma yindoda defender into engekhoyo. Uthuma ungamlalela kahle mayikhuluma babuKhristu.
Mm.
Right manje ubesithi yena iZANU PF yiparty enhle kakhulu elamalo kuzeni aqondileyo ngendlela yokuthi yena ungaphansi kweZANU PF and is defending iZANU PF. But asiye sibhekeni, sike sikhangele kahle ukuthi abantwana beZimbabwe okuyibo kumele bengabe bayakholisa umbuso weZimbabwe ukuthi bawukholisa kambe yena ngokubona kwakhe. Ngoba phela i-percentage yabantu abangasebenziyo eZimbabwe laphana is over 95% according to i-statistics seZimbabwe. And mina ngibona ingantu into eyenziwa ngabothuma leZANU PF abuse. It's the old age abuse abayenza umdala. Khona manje I was online le ZIM-I bakhuluma ngokuthi ubaba bamnikeze i-wheelchair. So can you tell me
it's actually Chris.
How
brother Chris,
are we going to be run by, ruled by a old man who is on wheelchair?
Ubuti Chris.
Yes.
Yeah. I see. Uche. Gym Che. It's for the gym. I think it's a massaging chair.
Nevertheless, for the gym.
Massaging chair.
Ungabe kunjalo kodwa vele umuntu olena sesikhuluma iqiniso baba. Umuntu ole 93 years. It's not surprising ukuthi ebe kunje.
Mm.
Akukho, akusiyo simanga and asilo kuqala futhi badala ukuthi umuntu le 93 years ebe kuyithe ngoba silabo bogogo betaba labo 8 years bakuma wheelchair siyabathengela lapha emazweni sibathumezela silocala vele umuntu lo muntu kulesikhathi sokuthi uzophila ngesikhathi esingaka uzaba kube so so ekunje ukuthi sina we need asiyali makukuthi zani PF iza ruler mayi rule mayifaka abantu abayiba bazosimela aba active abazoba abazonakekela abantu not abazonakekela izanu PF. Right now ungahamba emakhaya uma ungala card lezana ukhole umuntu. What is that, Baba Chris? Mina mfuna ukuthuma aphendule ukuthi is it izanu PF, is it ruling iZimbabwe fairly to everybody, and is it caring for its own people like any other countries ukuthi people are being looked after? If umuntu elesikhalazo basilalela yini? Or uma ungasiyo wezana ulalelwa, kumele ube ngwezana kuphela ukuthi ulalele. And this is a sad part because abantu abanjengabothuma they will stand there and defend into ebonakalayo egcekeni ukuthi no, the ZANU PF party is failed for 36 years to 37 years. They have failed to prove what we can do this as a party. We can run Zimbabwe fairly. We can supply imisebenzi. Abantwana beZimbabwe bebekhona la. Why abantu bebalekele South Africa? It's because in South Africa, people they can able to get a job. Why not have those industries open in Zimbabwe? Why are we not having our schools functioning ngendlela efanele ngakhona ukuthi abantwana ababothuma abantwana babasa overseas? Because they've got that capacity from the government ukuthi they get paid kahle kahle. Bona bathola izinto ezingcono than individual, like for instance umuntu from the opposition party. But othuma they would defend that they know it in front of their eyes. Everybody sees it. All over the country, people are suffering. And they would defend which umuntu le 93 years is a strong horse to go and stand for 2018 election and run the country and ruin people's lives like that. Of course, we understand ZANU is the party that liberated us. But it's been time. They should, if the president cares about his own people, he must give uthuma a rana pambili. If he is capable, or someone, the Abo Mnanako, Abo Pogo, what are they doing? They are just spending taxpayers' money. Why is that they are not seeing that way? And they must stop making excuses with this sanction. If they know it's sanctioned, they should be able to resolve, or they should be able to, which the Lungis, that position. They got there where they are right now because they knew they would stand for it. So we don't want excuses. We want a government that is going to care for the people, that is going to see that there is a healthcare system, a functional, transportation, roads, infrastructure is properly done, not like IPAT as I've been saying, but you know, the problem is this. And the same people, they are saying, but the other parties, they go Amazon, they say, yet they are also the same people who come here and ask help. The government just came here in the UK asking for help, but they didn't get it. But when the opposition party does that, they are saying, you know, opposition party, they are involving other people to help them. They are trying to sell out. Why? Yet we are asking help from the same people they are asking from. So the best way the president must give to another, okay, we understand, he cannot go anyway, but at least he must pass it on to another leader who's going to take us somewhere, we know our kids, they will be guaranteed a better future.
Yeah, I ngiyabona sesizwile ubaba uthuma lapha labalaleli wonke umuntu uyakuzwile sibili. Hayi, sibongile kakhulu mnumzana Chris. Sizapha ithuba umnumzana Thuma ukuthi honorable Thuma ukuthi aphendule.
Yeah. Ngiyamuzwa uGoba Chris lapha ekhuluma khona le emazweni. The first thing that I want to put to perspective is that you must understand that I am not a spokesperson of ZANU PF,
but I'm a member of ZANU-PF and therefore very qualified to speak about things in ZANU-PF. When I say ZANU-PF is good and ZANU-PF is sound principles, I'll draw it back to myself as a Joseph Chuma, also honorable MP for Belanda Mpopoma. If you go to Mpopoma right now today, without fear or favor, go and ask them how I've distributed maize in that area because of instructions that I got from my party. My party says that everyone is starving, go and feed everyone. I made sure that I called even the party structures of MDC, the chairperson, the party structure of ZAPU, the party structure of ZANU-PF, and said, gentlemen, ladies, here is food. Even though your membership, let's give everybody a food so that no one goes hungry. So I know that if I give the ZANU-PF guy, you deny the NDC guy. So you mean the NDC, here is your share. Go and make sure that you give your own people there. And I use the resident association there. There's Bura, which largely is known to be standing for ZANU-PF, and then there's Bupra, which is largely known to be standing for the opposition. I also call them in, I brought them in, and I work with them through them, and that way, making sure that almost everybody gets food, although it will never be enough for everyone. So this is a principle that I am getting from my heart in ZANU-PF, and I am practicing it down there. But you see, like I said earlier on, then you get another dead people who wants to do contrary. You actually get amazed with it. Where does this person get all this nonsense from? Because it's not there. Remember, I sit in the highest organ of the party, which is the central committee. And we are chaired by the president himself. And never at one given time has he ever said, good, all right, let's remove the media. Now it's a private session. And in our private session, he has never said, guys, go there and hump people, make sure that anyone who doesn't belong to the ZANU-PF suffers. He has never. But instead, he has encouraged us to say, to be a good leader, for people to then trust you and like you and vote for you again. Go out there and do good, more so to those that do not belong to the party, so that they see the goodness of what? Of the party. That is his message. And that is what I've taken down to my constituency. If you go into my constituency today, I can tell you, even if I Studio 7, try and find people that live within Belanda Mpopoma and do a survey. They will tell you exactly what I'm saying because I'm saying it live on your radio station now because I know it is the truth, which is undisputed. If you go down there, I do that because of the principles that I've gotten from my part. But like I say, in Nduruan, Zripo, and I think before that, Shaikwa, anyway, in any system, even in a family, that's why you have a pastor character, and you have a Muroi character, you have a Chisene character, and you have a good person character. So you have all that within a family setup. What more of a big organization like ZANU-PF, like MDC? You are bound to definitely get rogue elements. But it's not that then that is what is supposed to happen. And for example, if you talk about the suffering of the people, yes, we know that people are suffering. Yes, we know that our economy is down. But now, have we ever said, why is this happening? Forget sanctions. I'm not going to talk about sanctions. That's an old story. What I'll tell you about is that, look, compare 1980 to probably 1985 to 87 period, when we had not taken our land. Everything of ours was going well. I remember in a school, we're being given, even I'm a Colgate for free, we're having free education, everything was good because the white man was still having his way. The moment the white man stopped having his way, when we took away the land, and by land, it's not about farming, we all know it's about minerals. So when we took away that wealth from them, hell broke out, and that's the day we started suffering. And that's a fact, we're suffering because somebody is the enabler, is making sure that we are not able at all.
Honorable Chuma, your critics will say most politicians
get money from the IMF. We don't get anything. So how do we survive? So we are just under siege, and it's a story of another day. Anyway.
But Honorable Chuma, your critics will say it's not true to say everyone is suffering because most politicians are actually doing very well. You've got 5 cars, but there are no ambulances. I mean, where is that discrepancy coming from?
I'll still come back to that issue of saying that Nduru and the house of the Shire in any system. Definitely, what a person must worry if they are going to have 5 cars and then in their places, there's no ambulance. Something might be wrong with you somewhere. Because normally you must detect that. You must make sure that before you have those five cars, why don't you convert one guy and just simply make it an ambulance? And you still remain with four cars anyway. So why would you not do a sensible thing when sense is bare and there for everyone to see? So it really depends on who you are and maybe where you come from. I come from Kukuvanu. I was groomed by people because I'm a son of a pastor. So I've always lived with the gospel of giving. If I've got two, I must give one to my other brother. And that's the simple basic principle that I live with. And that's the simple basic principle that I also found in ZANU-PF. That's why I said you'd be shocked. If I give you the tablet, the tablet of the principles of ZANU-PF, and then compared with what you see in reality being done by some members of ZANU-PF, it's two parallel things. You don't even know where these people are getting from.
Thank you, Honorable Chuma.
Putting on flags in their cars so that they manipulate roadblocks. They do all scary sort of things, just all in the name of ZANU-PF.
Thank you, Honorable Chuma. We just want to quickly take our last callers. Tinava Mwedzera Magadi, South Africa. Vamwedzera mchiripo here parunari.
Mwedzerai Gandwana ripano.
Mwedzerai.
Wedzerai. Edmore Wedzerai.
Edmore Wedzerai. Taurai zvinchinzwe mukoma Wedzerai.
Ya, ndisanda kumhorosa ndaona nguva yapera ndirikuti tabudam. Ndirikumboti kuna vamangwana mhiri kumakungwa ko vanix mangwana. Tirikuzviona tirikuzozwa mashizha ari kudonha akaoma makonya ari kudonha ndatenda vati vamangwana kana muchibviswa nenuarume ndiri kumhorosai ndichifanira chiringo chamakazoita chekuti timbotaura pamhepo tisangane mhondoro dzakaita sana sekuru vangu vamba vachuma ndinokufarira nekukwazisai varume pastudio ipapo
tinotenda sikuru
ndatenda hangu vachuma ndinokumbirisa zvikuru handisina nguva yekuti kumhorosai asi nekuti ndozoona nguva yanga yatopera sekuru vachuma musanyanya kubatikana kana muri pachirongwa ndinokumbirisa kana vachizotaura nezita renyu muri pachirongwa tenga tatione ini plus tinga chizwe matauriro enyu plus zvimwe zvinhu zvinoitika zviri pachena handiti sezvo imi unochema nemasanction amunoti masanction masanction rakutiwa nemunhu uri kunze kwenyika vachena vasina ganda rinezvi asi nini pachena tiri kupuwe masanction ekodzero tiri kupuwe zvirango zvekodzero dzedu isu vatema nevatema vakaita semuwa nezanupf asi munowanikwa muchingoti saka vanhu vachizoti umwe akuudzai kuti varume mangwana uchaita zvakaita vagumbo kutaura nemhe vanoona kuti zvinhu zvamuri kuudzama kuvangiridza zviri pachena and ndinokuudzai sekuru vachima kuti mbatya kana chipfeko chine nguva kana nyambori rodhi ine nguva yekupeshwa kuiswe chigamba izvi zanupf haichavanziki yapera muchenjere kuti ndambobva kutaura zvamwari mwari mambotaura zvamwari ndichi ndakateerera zvamwa muchenjere kuti vaisraeri vakuambukazi vakugomawako
aiwa mukoma wedzerai tinotenda zvikuru pane imwe muteereri futi wekupedzisira watoda kuti tingotore kwasara 1 minute next time tinotanga nemi tinotenda Chris
yes lo nkomo webotswana nkomo wakuti fahlafahla isikhathi sesiphelile
Yebo, ngiyamphuzela ifuna manjani isikhathi sikhona.
Hayi siyaxolisa.
Uthini kanje?
Ngi-right kunjani ba?
Uyawazi uchuma ngawe ayikwazi ukuthi avule ibhuku elabhala unkomo ngawe ayibhala phansi. Unkomo wathi thathilize 1980 wathi khona thathana abantwana libafundise ukulima. Lingabafundisa imali. Lingabafundisa imali bazangena emabhenki batshontshe. Khathesi uyabona okwenziwa abantu bezanupf. Ikutshontsha khona kwaba kufundiswayo ukuthi udlwangudlwangu ngabe babelalela ubaba uJoshua Nkomo ekhuluma esithi fundisani abantwana ususe e-Bed Bridge uze fike e-Dick Falls from Dick Falls to Plumtree to Mtogo ibafundise i-one language ukuthi ukulima lingabafundisa imali ngabe ilizwe leZimbabwe linothile eBotswana ungafika abantu beBotswana banothile bayesabisa bayalima benza konke akuladlwangudlwangu
hayi ngizwakala
bababankomo isikhathi du Siabo. Okay, we will. Thank you. We want to take this opportunity to say thank you to Honorable Chuma, our guest, and also spokesperson of the War Veterans, Mr. Douglas Mahia. Thanks to our listeners, our callers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And Chris Gande, keep well until we meet again.